This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Montana, four-time Super Bowl winner, three-time Super Bowl MVP. He joins me now to not only offer his thoughts on this Sunday's upcoming Super Bowl 44, but also a few tips on how to make that Super Bowl party special. And Joe, great to have you with us.
Thank you. And yeah, talking about the party, that's the best part of it, getting to eat. I love food. Probably like most Americans, and you know, I partnered with the Hass Avocado Board and talking about snacks and the big game coming up this weekend, and there'll be 80 million pounds by the end of that day of Hass avocados that will be consumed. And when you think about it, it's picture of the football field 30 feet deep, end zone to end zone. You talk about recipes. I have a recipe on our website. It's called Nacho Guacamole, and the website is avocadocentral.com.
Avocadocentral.com. We'll give that again at the end of the interview. Joe, you're obviously thought by many as one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played this game, and the two quarterbacks in this Super Bowl are getting a lot of attention, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. Which one of them do you give the edge in a game of this magnitude?
Well, it's kind of hard because you got a guy who's pretty stoic and has been there before, and you know, nothing seems to bother him. But sometimes it's always that young guy that just lets everything go, you know, and you know doesn't know what bad can happen to him. Ends up being the guy that causes you the most problem, because you know Drew's having a great year and he's the kind of guy that's going to take chances, and if he makes a mistake, he's not afraid to come back and continue to try to put pressure on you. So I think it's going to be a fun Super Bowl. I think it'll be one of those ones that. It might be who has the ball last.
Well, in terms of this game, some have said that perhaps Manning's the better quarterback, but the Saints might be the better team top to bottom. Some have even said that without Peyton Manning, this Colts team would be pretty mediocre. Is that unfair to the rest of the team, or is Peyton Manning that good?
Well, Peyton's good, and he's obviously that good. He runs that offense, and obviously it wouldn't be the same team, but there are still some pretty talented guys. You can't make it this far without having a good team around you. And, you know, their defense, I think, is the bigger difference. I think that's, you know, if you look at the Saints, their defense didn't hold up well this year, but, you know, they scored a lot of points. So, and I think that'll be the difference in this game in the end.
Joe, you mentioned before that obviously Peyton Manning's been there before. He's won a Super Bowl against the Bears 3 years ago in the very same stadium, as a matter of fact. You, of course, went 4-for-4. How much easier was it after you had been there once? How big of an advantage is it to have gone through that whole experience when you come back with the team?
Well, the things you learned quickly, the things that are distractions to you after the first one, because pretty soon, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure what day the families come in, but when the families come in, oh, it's the worst. Because everybody wants, can you get me tickets to this? I don't like my room. I don't like this. Like, I want to go here. Can you do this for me? And it's like, I'm trying to play a game. And, you know, it's always something once they get here. And you know, being here before, you understand what's going to happen to you, and you try to find ways to have, like for me, my wife just took care of everything and made it so simple. I didn't have to talk to anyone. I just went about a normal routine after the first one. So I think that's the toughest part for him, is trying to adjust with all those distractions that come in, especially down here in Miami Beach.
Managing the distractions is also an important job for the coach. You have a rookie coach in Indianapolis, and Sean Payton, of course, has been there for a few years now in New Orleans. You, of course, played under the great Bill Walsh for most of your career. How important is it for the coach to keep his guys focused, and how do they do that?
Well, I think you have to keep the day as normal as possible, but you have to also find ways to let them have time free, but you can't just let them run free. I think teams that have done that have found out the hard way that somebody always gets in trouble somewhere, or someone doesn't really understand how important the game is, and they miss a curfew and it gets taken out on everybody else. And but Bill kept a big rein on everyone and just said, you know what, we can have a party when this is all over. They can party all week long, doesn't matter. When it's over, we'll be the ones to party. And That was the way it was.
Joe, you played a Super Bowl in Miami, a very close game, one of your best games against the Bengals in, I believe, it was Super Bowl 23, the last-minute touchdown pass to John Taylor. There's a great story, though, right before the beginning of that 90-plus yard drive, but how you relax the guys by noting that John Candy was in the stands. Is that legend true, and how did you just figure out a way to keep the guys loose even in that difficult time?
Well, the one thing I always try to do is be myself, no matter what. And really, I wasn't saying it to the guys. They just they probably heard it because I was actually there's a guy, one of our starting tackles, Harris Barton, was always into, you know, we always had dinner free, so we'd go out to dinner, and he'd come in the next day saying, "Oh, I saw this person, and I saw that person, and I was here, and I saw this one," and he was always into who he'd seen. And so we had a TV timeout, and they were a long time, and they're, you know, in the Super Bowl, they're really long. So I'd been to the sideline a couple times and came back, and just in between two guys' shoulder pads happened to be John Candy, kind of framed between these guys. And I said, dang, I hadn't heard Harris mention John Candy, so I thought he'd be interested. And he looked at me. He looked over there, saw John Candy, looked back at me, kind of shook his head like, what are you thinking about? Thought I was crazy, but he appreciates it now, I think, more than he did back then.
And you guys certainly put it together for that winning drive. Joe, I know your time is short. Go ahead and give the website for the guacamole recipe that you hope folks try out this Sunday.
Yeah, it's avocadocentral.com.
And
we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Joe, again, thanks very much for your time. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Joe Montana, four-time Super Bowl champion, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.